Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class will be for the success of all of our soldiers, for Haganah L'Yisrael, and also for the refuah shelema of Kol Chole Amo Yisrael, all of those that were injured in the war, B'zat Hashem, and also for the refuah shelema of the specific individuals that need our tefillot, Yehuda ben Yafa, Yafa ben Yoram, and Samar Mechadish, Megam Yehoshua ben Dina, V'kol Shach Chole Amo Yisrael. And also for the returning of all of our hostages, that they should return home very soon with mental health, B'zad Hashem. Today we're going to discuss dealing with financial difficulties. Everyone in their lifetime, they go through situations where they have some type of difficulties. They go through some tzarot. And some people it's financial difficulties, some people it's family difficulties, some people it's shalom bay, whatever it may be, but everyone goes through difficulties. And when it comes to financial difficulties, it's extremely important to learn this piece of the Shaar Bitachon, because without this, a person can go crazy. He says, it's appropriate for someone who has trust in Hashem regarding his income. Let's say, for example, someone's income is withheld from them at any given time. He tries to earn a living, he tries to earn an income, doesn't work out, things aren't working, the business that he's doing is not working. You know, I spoke to someone recently, and they were telling me they're moving into a different industry and whatnot, and they're excited, and this and that. 3 months passed, I asked him how it's going. He said, I made the biggest mistake. I'm going back to my old job. You know, sometimes those things happen, where you think you know what you're getting yourself into. You think you know this is what's going to be best for me, but we don't know at the end of the day. We don't know where Hashem is going to give us the bracha. And he says, Shiomar bilibo, you should say to yourself, if someone has these financial difficulties, what you should do is you should say to yourself, Ki asher hotzi'ani ela olam hazeh bizman yadua ve'et yadua. Just like the person, the one, not the person, but the one, Hashem, who brought us into this world at a very specific time. He had us created at a specific time, specific period, specific moment in life. Ve'lo hotzi'ani elav dipnehem ve'lo lacharem. He didn't create us not one moment before that, and not one moment after that. He created us at a very specific time when He wanted us to be born into this world. So if He's the one doing that, it says, "Hu she'me'akev mimeni bo tarpi le'et yadua ve'yom yadua." It says, He is the one who is withholding my earning of my income until a specific time and day. You know, I've said this in the past. There's many times people, for months and months and months, people, especially in the commission, people are doing a lot of commission business, they're working months and months trying to earn a commission, and it doesn't work. And all of a sudden, one day something falls out of the sky, and that's what you know. That's what works out. And for a person, if you take it into perspective, it's like, how is it that I put so much more effort in this, and it didn't become fruitful, but I didn't put as much effort in that, and that did become fruitful? It's because sometimes, yeah, you need to put in effort, but at times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He tells you that, no, I'm the one in charge. I'm the one who's going to give you the parnasah at the time that I want you to have it, and in the right avenue that I want you to get it. Sometimes your business will be fruitful, sometimes Chas V'Shalom not. Sometimes this part of your business will be fruitful. Sometimes you'll have your number one best customer, all of a sudden they go bankrupt. And like you think everything is doomed, and then something else pops out, like a new customer, where it's like, wow, now all my business is going to them. You know, so it's like we don't know exactly how Hashem is going to provide for us and in which avenues He's going to provide for us. But you have to, if a person is going through these difficulties, you have to trust in Hashem that if He's the one that created you, He knew when was the best time for you to be created and when is the best time and the best moment and the best situation for it to happen in. Then He knows exactly when's the best time for Him to give you the money. He knows exactly what He's doing. It says, "L'da'ato mashu tov li." Says Hashem, He knows what is best for me. And I want to talk about this point. Hashem knows what's best for us. If Hashem knows what's best for us, that every single thing a person goes through in this lifetime, he should constantly remind himself that Hashem knows what He's doing. Hashem doesn't make mistakes. Hashem makes no mistakes whatsoever. If Hashem makes no mistakes, then whatever a person's going through, no matter what he's going through, that means Hashem put him in that situation. So now, how does that help you if Hashem puts you in that situation? Number one, it helps you because it gives you a feeling, more feeling of tranquility. It gives you a feeling of, I'm trusting in the creator of the world that He's running the show here. And when you do that, it takes a lot of the stress off your shoulders. When you're constantly feeling that it's on my shoulders and I have to do it, and if I don't, but when you trust in Hashem, you understand that He's going to take care of me. He knows what's best for me. He knows what I need. I talk to Him, I pray to Him, I cry out to Him, I speak to the Borei Olam. He knows exactly what I'm looking for. He reads through my thoughts. He reads through my lips. He knows exactly what I'm asking for. So for one second, not to think that when something happens, that I didn't plan for, or that didn't go my way, or I planned otherwise and it went a different route. Don't think for one moment, oh, Hashem hates me, Hashem is upset with me. No, that's not what's happening. You have to trust in Hashem. He knows what He's doing. Sometimes you go into a business deal, sometimes you go into a deal and you say, wow, on paper, this looks like a home run. Looks like a home run. You get into the deal, first month into the deal, all of a sudden, red flags start popping out. You already purchased, it's over. They start trying to work with the property, and red flags, this comes out, and that comes out, and I didn't know this was a problem, I didn't know that was a problem, we had no idea. Because you don't know at the end of the day, you can do so much due diligence. But at the end of the day, if Hashem conceals it from our eyes and we don't see it, we don't see it. There's nothing you can do. The only thing a person can do, and he can know for sure that he can do, is he can trust in Hashem. You can trust in Hashem, and you have no doubt that if you trust in Hashem, He will do what's best for you. There's a story in the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. There's a story one time, Rabbi Akiva was the Gadol Ador. He was the main rabbi in his generation. And there was one time where he was going to stay at an inn, at a motel. He gets to the hotel. Now imagine Rabbi Akiva comes to the motel. It's not like a simple person. Rabbi Akiva coming to a hotel is lehavdil ben hakodesh lehachol. It's like, imagine Donald Trump comes to a hotel. Like even greater. Lehavdil. He comes to the hotel. He's going to have a hotel room. What did they tell him? They said, we're sold out. What do you think someone on that stature is going to say? We're sold out. Imagine like a Donald Trump walks into the hotel and says, we're sold out. What is he going to say? You know who I am. You know who you're talking to. What's sold out? Ma adam man. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm Zula Tova. That's for the best. He goes out. He said, I'm going to sleep in the field. He goes out and sleeps in the field. He has, back then, they didn't have cars. His car was his donkey. His light was his candle. And his alarm clock was his rooster. This is what he had with him. He went out and slept in the field. In the middle of the night, wind comes and blows out his light. He has no light. I'm Zula Tova. It's for the best. In the middle of the night, animal comes and kills his rooster. He has no alarm to wake up in the morning. Gamzula Tova. Another lion comes and kills his donkey. He has no car. The car is destroyed. No way of transportation. He says, Gamzula Tova, that's for the best as well. In the morning, he wakes up and he sees all of a sudden the city was taken over by robbers, by terrorists. They came and killed everyone in the city. But they didn't see Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't they see him? He didn't have his light. He didn't have his rooster, and he didn't have his donkey to make noise. Had he had any of those, they would have heard him, they would have found him, they would have killed him. What does Rabbi Akiva come and say? The story ends, he says, didn't I tell you everything's for the best? Not for one moment did he lack trust in Hashem. Not for one moment, not one ounce. Everything Hashem does in this world is all tests. He's testing us to see how much you really trust in Him. So when a person goes through something, you don't understand, Hashem, why are you doing this to me? Why is it not going the way that I planned? I planned for this to be a home run. I planned for this to be great. Why is it not working that way? First step, trust in Hashem. Understand that He knows what's best for you. The first step, if you can pass that test, to remember and recontemplate every single time that Hashem is doing what's best for you, that will help you get past 90% of the problems. Because most times the problem is just a test. And if you're able to pass that test with trust in Hashem, then all you see in front of you is the white light, is the green light, is the blessing ahead. So I give everyone a bracha that B'ezrat Hashem, we should never go through any difficulties. We should never go through any struggles, and definitely not in financial difficulties. But if a person ever goes through something that they don't understand why Hashem is doing it, step number one is strengthen your trust in Hashem. And when you trust in Hashem more, may it be that Hashem allows that test to be passed by you, that you will be able to see the blessing that comes from you having that special trust in Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.